your life. The real you is your higher self. I simply call it more advanced version of yourself. When you stop your mind running crazy with its thoughts, the clear space created allows the real you to emerge. Your mind is in control when you allow it to decide when and where it will operate. You spend the majority of your day in a dreamlike state, thinking about yesterday or dreaming about tomorrow. You explore outcomes that may never eventuate, and you fail to see or enjoy what you have around you already. Everything that you have today, whether unpleasant or pleasant, is your creation. If you don't like what you have created, know this: you can create a new set of circumstances. In order for you to create a new set of circumstances, you have to do the following. 1. You have to learn how your mind works in order to create consciously. This is the actual mechanics of your tool. 2. Look around you and see what you have created. That means being in awareness so that you can see. 3. Gain control of your mind so that the real you is in charge. The power of your mind is unlimited. Remember, whatever you think and give attention to eventually becomes your reality. Our thoughts become reality. Chapter 2. Parts of Your Mind. The conscious mind may be compared to a fountain playing in the sun and falling back into the great subterranean pool of subconscious from which it rises. Sigmund Freud. Your mind consists of 1. Your subconscious mind. 2. Your conscious mind. Your conscious mind has 4 functions. 1. Association. What you perceive through your senses, you associate with past experiences. 2. Perception. You perceive the world through your 5 senses of sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. Through this, you interpret what you believe is reality. 3. Evaluation. After you have perceived, you evaluate. You do this by referencing your associations. Like the loud exhaust example, you associate the sound with speed. Your subconscious mind is storing your version of reality. Your version of reality may be different to my version of reality and that of your loved ones. Your subconscious mind records stuff that you discover through your senses. You have recorded all of your experiences and what you think about each of those experiences. You have a record of what you have said to yourself about those experiences and what you imagine about yourself in those experiences. Remember, you also record your emotional reaction to each experience. It is called subjective experience. Subjective means that your experiences have less to do with what actually happened rather than the way you see. If you and another person see the same event, you will each record a different version of it. We see our world differently. We have our own perception of right or wrong. What you perceive then becomes your reality. Your subconscious mind will also control all your habits. Habit is something you have learned consciously and repeated so often that you can do it automatically. Your subconscious mind handles the automation of the task. We love to stay in our comfort zone. Doing something that we are used to doing makes us feel so calm and peaceful, although the only way for us to grow is to go beyond. It is repetition of an activity that causes it to be stored and then performed automatically. This is good because it allows you to do things without thinking, like when you play a sport. Sport involves doing things without thinking about them. When you start thinking about something, you lose efficiency. Your subconscious cannot judge the quality of the information that it stores. If you then use this information, it will shape your reality. You probably received sweets as a reward when you were young. You have stored the event of eating sweets as a reward, complete with pleasant emotions. You will find yourself subconsciously eating sweets to improve your mood for the better. When this results in a further feeling that is pleasant and is related to the event of eating sweets, then this is based on